Become a genius with this powerful meditation technique. Above all, there's a division that is rarely discussed. It is a line between people who enjoy fantasy and people who choose reality. Therefore, we must explain what the false beliefs look like to get at the technique. Otherwise, you are likely to retain a shallow grasp of meditation. Let us begin with a simple example, a deck of cards. Tarot is a scam practiced by fantasy fortune tellers to just make simple money. I once sat next to a young lady who, to my shock, paid a lot of money, and when we both agreed that it wasn't a real reading, that there is in fact no such thing, she very wisely ended the conversation with just saying, "She told me what I wanted to hear. That's all I care about." Never underestimate the wisdom of a young lady. This is what the church is, though. One of the atheists was somewhat surprised to discover that most people don't actually believe in God, but they do believe in believing in God, which means friends, ceremonies and occasions, escape from loneliness, and some hope somehow. I was greatly offended on my last Christmas visit to a church some decades ago, when a collection basket was pushed into every person at the church. This was a Detroit church, and the basket wasn't actually passed around, already a pretty nasty thing to do to people. This basket was on a wooden pole, pushed into every person there to shame them for not giving. This is the same thing that fortune tellers do. Psychologists, the saying ones, call it harmless. But fantasy is not harmless. War after war, personal horror after personal horror, it has been shown that it is not harmless, not without grave consequence. But the greatest harm it causes is just as invisible as its indoctrination, as in, you cannot know what you are missing. Religion, worse than the terrible, ineffective schools that we have today, gives an impression of education, and it actively discourages people from digging deep into the universe. It is as terrible as those people who control others by calling education white. Or, as that one politician said, "Learning is not something her people do." Terrible. Everyone deserves education, and authentic education is always extraordinarily precious. Socrates was born 470 years before the characters from the Bible, and he was murdered for standing up to the state. He was actually teaching young people how to think clearly, how to question everything, including the existence of their gods, which were meant for control. He died to stand up for thinking and asking, for love of wisdom, for a better world. He tried to prevent religion-based exploitation, control, war, and horror. The Platonic Academy, or University of Athens, was actually founded 387 years before the events of the Bible, among thousands of other stories. The Platonic Academy and Socrates influenced the appearance of religion that we have today. It is such a tragedy that these organizations do not teach effective education, an act that would bring the world peace and return wisdom to the pulpit. Please understand that even non-religious wars, as rare as they are still fought because of religion, because of the uneducation that religions stand in support of. You see now that there are two worlds. One, a world of truth, and the other, world of easy, comfortable fantasy that charges you money, and then sometimes takes advantage of lonely old people. Many churches expect great gifts towards the end of people's lives to enrich their portfolio. Tarot cards, too, have a decent reason for existence. People across entire history of the world would use these types of cards to check perspectives. For example, the young modern entrepreneur often pulls out the reality card, asking, "What problem does my company fix? And do people really have it?" With a stack of such cards, you can easily see how a thinker will not get stuck and, in fact, may be elevated. The fraudsters suddenly bring in a thin layer of wisdom that lacks authenticity. With a death card, they talk about the end of life, and when the fool comes out, this helps them speak a great deal. But generic advice that pleases someone for money is a pretty dirty thing. It's not good. We need the real deal, authentic education and authentic wisdom followed by greatness. Tarot-like cards for entrepreneurs would work if they were sufficiently wise, and they are still better than diagrams or back-of-the-envelope scribblings. It would be an easy fix to the world if we could turn the church into University of Science, Wisdom, and Greatness and make some good card stacks, not unlike what the kids get at the supermarket, but ones that would really serve up powerful perspectives and great tools for thinking. I leave this up to you, dear reader, in return for putting up with all these opening thoughts. Just to get to the sweet part. Real and effective meditation actually exists. It is real, and it will really make you extremely smart. But just like tarot and the church, it is nothing like what they show on TV or what the masters are trying to teach you. Nothing like that. Let me open the explanation with an example of a grandmother who is seeking to energize her mind and imagination. It begins with a Nintendo, exactly what the grandkids would love. But instead of playing the beautiful pixel art games, the grandmother studies them. The frames of the characters that make them appear to move, the layers in the background, the motion that gives an impression of depth, and the million, million little tiny details that hide fun little strategies worth her study time. If you don't feel like shopping for a Nintendo, search your favorite video site for Amiga Long Play. If you are like me, and it is all too flashy, colorful, and complex, go search for Commodore 64 Long Play. It's wonderful. As you sit there searching for patterns, trying to figure out the game mechanics that made all those computers so lovely, know that you have reached your first level of meditation. It already works because what you have before you is interesting and you are doing something other than playing. You are already becoming a creative engineer. You see, real meditation will not make you a genius without real self-education and at a pace that you will never ever see in school, even if they ever get fixed. To become a real genius, you actually have to learn for real. And it is this very process of learning, exploring, imagining, doing creative things that the games were not intended for, that is the actual honest-to-goodness meditation. It's all about being in the flow of learning new ideas and expanding your mind. And here, you begin learning programming by bringing old game development techniques to the modern web browser. It will be very easy, very powerful, and very interesting. Once you start learning JavaScript, you will have reached a new level. Then, you may use game engines, or go wild and make your own computer game out of SVG graphics, following ideas from another world game. That opening scene is something else. Don't listen to people who say SVG is slow. It's just a markup language. A subset can easily work on top of everything. It's just object orchestration. You can also use Canvas, of course, for pixel-based games. Everyone else is doing that. Unlike the fake empty your mind or mindful meditation, whatever that is, the real meditation demands years or decades of you enjoying your learning challenges. Oh yes, search for authenticity. Of you bringing beauty into the digital world. And here I ask you to make a series of games about Socrates, about his life. Philosophical pixel art games. You know you want to. Discover the true story of humanity by creating a computer game about it. Switch from the fantasy to the real world with a finesse like none other. Master fantasy as an expression of the beauty of your wisdom instead of a way to speedrun your life and then discover nothing past the end. You can easily imagine how year after year your mind will bloom and become sharper and more powerful. Programming is a really beautiful thing. And this isn't just about meditation for genius. It's also a meditation for art, both from the demo scene and chiptune music. You have never seen more color and beauty than what you are about to imagine in search for color themes and characters for your pixel art demos and games. Please understand that you are meant to grow all the way up until you become a great being. Studying philosophy and mastering programming are just your first beautiful steps.